All right, Kyle, I know a few weeks back you said that no one cares about the World Hockey Championships. No one watches the World Hockey Championships. Well, I'm going to tell you what, whether you're a Canucks fan or not, you need to be tuning in to the World Hockey Championship this weekend. And we're going to tell you why next. It's Bagsy and it's Bowen, and you're listening to Locked On Canucks.
You're Locked On Canucks, your daily podcast on the Vancouver Canucks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This episode right here, dedicated to the country of Latvia. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Locked On Canucks. My name is Trevor Beggs, Canucks writer and credentialed media member for Daily High Vancouver. And today's sunny Friday episode is brought to you by Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/LockedOnNHL. And when you enter promo code LockedOnNHL, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti-style tumbler. Before we dive into the show, we want to thank you for tuning into Locked On Canucks because it's your team every day. Make sure you subscribe or follow for free on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you are on YouTube, turn on those notifications as well. That helps us out, helps us pay the bills. Speaking of paying the bills, Artis Silovs, he's soon going to be paying some big boy bills for the Vancouver Canucks. We're going to talk about his legendary performance as our main topic today. Also going to get into Demko, okay? We're in player review time right now, so we're going to look back at Demko's 2022-23 season. Has Demko peaked? That's the scary part. Kyle and I are going to touch on that. But before we do that, Kyle Bowen, how you doing, buddy?
Dude, you're so negative, man. A couple days ago, Podkolzin, a bust. Now Demko, peak.
I'm not saying Podkolzin's a bust. I'm not saying that Demko's peak. I don't believe either of those things,
you,
bro. But
something's going on. We can talk about it, man. You shaved your beard too? You good, bro? You good? Anywho, Locked On Canucks, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs, your team every day. Shout out to the everydayer. Shout out to the people who are also not listening to this. For real. Sorry about that. I was chewing on some gum. Got to spit that out soon, okay? Locked On Canucks, your team every day, like I said. We'll get to the comments at the end of the show. I can't wait to get to the second segment again. Demko, his review. But let's start off with Silovs. Yeah, man. The pessimism in me, right? The 29-year-old in me would be so pissed off right now. Friday, sun is shining, and now I got to talk about the World Championships and our third-string goalie. You know?
He's the future number one goalie, Kyle. You can't look at it like that. This guy is the future number one goalie for your Vancouver Canucks. I mean, the guy was just named as, you know, now he's 22, but he was 21 for most of the season. He was named MVP for the Abbotsford Canucks in the AHL as a 21-year-old, man. I mean, just turned 22, but he's a young chap. For him to do that, pretty darn impressive. And we mentioned it before, but for those who don't know, this guy got married at 18 years old, okay?
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, he's 22 years old. He's more mature than I am, for sure.
Oh, no, maybe it's not even about the maturity. Maybe it's just about the peace of mind. He's got somebody that has his back for life. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, just turned 30, you're 29. You know, we've been through it. We went through the ringer, you know, to find whatever we found, right? And it's tough out here when you're alone, right? The cuddles make you a better person, right? The good morning texts, they make you feel a lot brighter, a lot wiser, you know? And this guy has it at 18. You know what I'm saying? The cuddles, the good morning text, the good night text, you know, all the love. So maybe that's the key to success in life. I know generations are different now. Years have passed since that's kind of not the norm here on the west side of the world. But maybe we need to start getting married at 18, man. There you go. Yeah. Locked On Canucks.
Yeah, and not to poo-poo on your parade there, Kyle, but I think once you get married, the good morning and good night texts, you know, they don't really apply anymore because you spend every night together.
No, but you still get the good mornings, you know? Like, you wake up in the
morning.
Yeah,
you get the good morning in bed. Yeah, not really. If you're texting your significant other good morning while you're in the same bed as them, you know, that's...
Just to feel something.
Teach their own. But anyway, it's not about good morning texts here. It's about Artis Silovs. And the main reason we're talking about him is because he's had a fantastic World Hockey Championship. And for me, Kyle, that's the first time I've said this in a long time. There's going to be some must-watch World Hockey Championship action this weekend. And it's not just because of the Canucks. We're going to get to it in a second here. Artis Silovs, okay? In 6 games for Latvia through the World Hockey Championship so far, he has a goals against average of 2 right on the nose. Or usually I'm saying 2 point something, but it's 2 right on the nose. A save percentage of 926. Pretty fantastic considering he plays for Latvia, a hockey crazy nation, but not necessarily a nation that does well in these tournaments. But they really did well yesterday, Kyle. So Latvia beat Sweden 3-1 in the quarterfinals. They advanced to the semifinals for the first time in their country's history. It'll be the first time that they get to play for a medal in their country's history. And there's two reasons why they're there. First reason is Archer's. Second reason is Silov's. So wow. Archer Silov's yesterday, he stopped 40 of 41 shots, leading Latvia to a 3-1 victory. Latvia was outshot 41-15 in the game. So just a legendary performance by Silov's. And this is the reason why I'm saying it's must-watch World Hockey Championship action this weekend. Latvia will play Canada for a berth in the gold medal game. Obviously, loser goes to the bronze medal game. And then it's USA and Germany in the other quarterfinal game. So let's say the two favorites win. Let's say it's Canada-US in the gold medal game. You got to think that Latvia, if they could beat Sweden, would have a chance to beat Germany and win their first ever medal in the World Hockey Championship. And it would be because of Vancouver Canucks goaltender, Latvian legend, Archer Silov's. Let's go, baby.
Yo, come on, man. You know the deal. You know the deal, man. I'm not cheering for Canada. I'm not cheering for Canada. No way. Go Latvia, man. World Championships do not matter. They don't add to the pride that I have for the country. They don't add to my hockey swagger, my hockey arsenal, my hockey trophy case, metaphorically. These things don't matter. I'm cheering for Latvia, okay? Because if Silov's, you know, get something from this, the pride, bringing something to your nation, doing the most, momentum, confidence, being that guy again in your city. Bro, come on, man. Come on, dog. Come on. We need that. We need that. Add that to the system. We'll take any type of winning. So, again, not really cheering for Canada this weekend. And go Latvia. I'm also not going to watch these games. Like, if Latvia makes the bronze medal game and – you know, maybe I signed up for this, right? Locked on Canucks. I got to then watch the bronze medal game for the World Hockey Championships because of Silov's, the MVP of the AHL team, the Abbotsford Heats. Did I say Abbotsford Heat?
Abbotsford Canucks, oh, yeah. That's all right.
I bleep that out.
No.
Abbotsford Canucks, boom. Yo, that Perry guy's coming at me right now. If that's the case, then I don't really have much to do this weekend. Which would be cool, though. Honestly, like, not having anything to do and just watching a goaltender who's playing on your farm team for the team you cheer for would be a blessing and a beautiful thing. And, yeah, not doing that this weekend.
I'll say, Kyle, you know, you talk about having to watch it because you're doing Locked On Canucks. Hey, that's why you got me, okay? Your boy Begsy will watch the games for you where you can go
it's
sit
summer,
off.
Summer, man.
And do whatever you do on the weekend. I'm pretty sure you're off there.
Whoa, dude, family program, man.
Sorry.
Beep out two things here.
I thought it was just you and me talking for a second.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, again, life is short. Don't do things you don't want to do. If you don't want to watch the World Hockey Championship, even though I said it's a must watch game, that's fine. I'll only be slightly offended. And yeah, maybe if Latvia wins, I'll order myself an Archer Silov's jersey and I will not order you one. How about that? How you feel now?
It is what it is. Look, take no offense to what I said there, Trevor. You know, I didn't mean to say, you know, I know we live in a sensitive time. I didn't mean to say that just because, you know, you're watching some world championship hockey, you know, you're a loser, you know, you don't got much going on. You should probably be, you know, taking your family to the playground and whatnot. No, I'm just saying, you know, it's different out here. It's the summer. I'm trying to move a lot this summer, you know, move. I'm trying to, you see this, Trevor? You see this, bro? Like getting better, man. I feel like I'm getting my rhythm back slowly, and I want it back for my 30s. I want to be in the best shape of my life. I want to move around and not watch world championship hockey. I want to, you know, listen to the music and move closer and closer together with the people of the city, man. Collaboration, man. Collaboration is a beautiful thing. I went to an event last night. I know a little off topic, YVR Sounds, but hey, a Vancouver show nonetheless. A lot of collaboration, a lot of beautiful energy in there. I guarantee there are some Canuck fans in there just networking, doing their thing. Shout out to the city of Vancouver, man.
Yeah, Kyle, you got some okay moves, but you don't move nearly as well as Archer Silov. So I think you could benefit from a little Archer Silov's time. We talked about this quickly on an episode about backup goaltenders, which, again, not the sexiest topic, but what would you put the odds of Silov's being the backup in Vancouver next season at? I think we both 50, agree he 50%. Should maybe play in the minors. 50%. Wow.
Because the Canucks could get desperate. they need to ice their best team available because they're to the cap and they've already, you know, promoted next season mattering and also making moves that indicate that next season really matters. So again, best player available in that position does matter versus, you know, what's probably better for his development. I don't know, because Spencer Martin is still a 50-50 guy too. And I don't believe the Canucks are going to use the little cap space they get, whether it be after they dump some or not, on a backup goaltender.
Yeah, I completely agree. I could see it being an open competition in cap next season between maybe it's even the new guy, Nikita Tilapio, Spencer Martin, and Artur Seelov. Like, may the best man win. I think the Canucks ideally would rather have Seelov starting the majority of the games in the AHL. And I could see that happening to start the season. But say the Canucks are in the dance, Demko's playing great, Martin not so great, Seelov's been fantastic. I could certainly see a scenario where they start feeding Seelov some games at the NHL level.
Yeah.
You know, I'm believing in this guy after what he's doing for Latvia. I'm believing in this guy after what he did all of last season for the Abbotsford Canucks. I mean, this guy, I'm getting some, I was high on Demko for a long time, and I'm starting to be really high on Seelov as well.
We still got to remember though, the MVP of that team you're talking about, the Abbotsford Canucks, not the Abbotsford Heat. They didn't use Seelov the whole way in the playoffs. It was a 50-50 split, and then didn't Martin get the extra start, if I'm correct? Is that right?
Yeah, he did. And I think that was a questionable decision in fairness. But, I mean, I guess Martin would have been the starter, right? Because, again, he started the season as the Canucks' backup goaltender. He's ahead of Seelov's on the depth chart.
They split games,
but Martin ended up playing a couple extra games in the playoffs. So, interesting decision, but I don't think Spencer Martin, he's the least sexy name of Demko, Seelovs, and Martin between those three. Speaking of Demko, we're going to talk about him on the other side. It is player review.
I thought you were going to say, speaking of sexy. I'm telling you, man, this is coming back. Oh, yo, Begsy, move your shoulders a bit, man. It's Friday, man. Loosen up, bro. Come on, man. There you go, man.
Speaking of sexy, if you want to look sexy and you want to prioritize comfort at the same time, you got to put on some Bird Dogs apparel, okay? You know, shout out to Bird Dogs. I got my Bird Dog shorts in the mail, and they're looking fine, okay? They're looking fine. I said, my wife, when she saw me in these Bird Dog shorts, her eyes, boing, they popped out of her head, popped right back in.
Oh, wow.
And she has never loved me as much as she has
now
that I'm wearing Bird Dog shorts. So thank you, Bird Dogs, for making my wife love me more. That's the power of Bird Dog shorts right there. So yeah, Bird Dogs, it's more than just men's apparel. Find out for yourself by going to birddogs.com/LockedOnNHL. And when you enter promo code LockedOnNHL, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with every order. Bird Dogs!
I wonder when was the last time my girl looked at me like that? You know what I'm saying? Like a new toy. I was thinking about this, man. It's not that deep. I know it's not that deep. But, you know, wifed up for 2 years now, pretty much. And been doing less at the gym. I think both go hand in hand, right? Both go hand in hand for sure. Shouldn't it be the opposite, though? Like, shouldn't you want to put in the work for your partner? I don't know. Perform better. Feel better.
You should.
All that stuff. Yeah. Boom, bam. Speaking of partners, Seelov's partner, potentially next season, Demko. Could happen.
Not bad. Not bad.
Demko,
7 out of 10 segue.
7 out of 10. 6.5. I don't even think I'd give Demko's season 6.5 out of 10, to be honest. I'd give him like 5.1, and I'm just being nice. For real.
Wow, so that's probably a D-. We have him on the Vitaly Kratsov level.
D-. There's no D. Like, what? When did D's enter the fold? For real. Come on, man.
I thought D's were like,
D's,
you know.
D's straight to F. Come on, man. All right. Back in my day. Anyways.
Demko. You are older than me.
Demko. He has so much to prove. It's just the truth. For real. I think going into last season, I do remember there being a time where he pretty much promised that everything was going to go well, that we got this, we got the sauce. And he was the worst Canuck early on. He was one of the biggest reasons why we kept blowing leads. I know, team effort, but he was there, letting in a lot of goals.
Yeah, I'm going to fight back against that.
Go ahead, get ready, drink some Gatorade, sip your coffee. Let me go.
Yeah, obviously Demko was not at his usual self early in the season, but just a reminder, he was playing behind the worst defense in the NHL.
Bro, come on,
defense was
man.
Even
I'm
worse
saying,
this season than it was last season.
If you're talking that much smack before the season, you're hyping it up, trying to sell tickets, you know, giving the people hope, you got to back it up a bit. And he was one of the worst goalies in the NHL last season. Dude, I believe he can get it back. I believe he can get it back. He's going to prove it to all of us. I'm just saying he's got to do it. Not just for the Canucks, but for also, like, his potential, man. There was not that long ago where this dude was, again, right there. Top five, maybe even top three potentially, which is rare territory in the NHL, you know, to get up to when it comes to talking about the best goaltenders in the NHL. And he's such an important part to this puzzle, and I really do hope the Canucks can capitalize on him being great and him making only, what, $5.5 million. It's just like that's their ELC that they have on their team that is equatable to, you know, when you have that, like, you know, when you have that stud rookie that's making like $750,000 or just his bridge deal and he's going over the top. Demko has that potential to be that, has the potential to be that guy for the Vancouver Canucks in this roster, playing way over his value and his pay grade for this team.
Yeah, and I think Demko just set the bar incredibly high for himself because we were really used to him just being absolutely heroic despite playing behind one of the worst defenses in the NHL. But I think one of the big problems this season is you still have Ekman, Larson, and Myers playing in your top four. They regressed, and then it's just an even more chaotic environment in front of Demko. So this combines the stats from obviously pre-injury and post-injury this season. But if you look at his stats at even strength, he allowed 64 goals at even strength. His expected goals against was 69. Nice. Love that number. So again, he's actually,
what does that mean? So
he was expected to allow 69 goals. He actually allowed 64 goals. So he saved 5 goals above what was expected. So again, that's above average. That's above average performance from Thatcher Demko. Again, it includes a late season run that did not matter.
Average is bad. Above average is bad. Isn't it?
I'm just saying, we talk about him allowing, you know, 64 even strength goals in 32 games. So, it's not great. It's below the average from other seasons. But at the end of the day, again, he's playing in a chaotic environment and expected goal shows that. Expected goal shows that, Kyle. So,
yeah.
One thing I will point out, too, is that over the past three seasons at even strength, Demko has a top 10 save percentage at even strength. You know, and interestingly enough, and this was among goalies who'd played at least 1,000 minutes. Number 36 and 37 on the list were Bobrovsky and Aiden Hill. Back to back. The two goalies who are likely to line up in the Stanley Cup Finals against each other. So, again, goaltending is an incredibly weird sport or an incredibly weird position. I agree with you. Demko, I think, has the ability to bounce back. We asked the question off the top. It's probably trolling a little bit. Has Demko peaked in the NHL? I don't think so. But here's the caveat that's worth mentioning. Demko has been injured quite a bit in his young NHL career, and goaltending is weird. So two things to think about when you're judging Demko's performance moving forward. But at the end of the day, he's on a bargain contract. He's been one of the best goaltenders in the NHL over the past three seasons, and I fully believe he's going to get back to that.
Begsy, man, the body, man. Now that you mentioned Demko, and I'm going to make it about myself right now, you know, getting up there in life, and it happened today, man. This is no exaggeration, right? I'm doing some stretching in the morning. Don't do that ever. But, you know, I'm 30 and I feel something. I feel something like in my back that's not supposed to be there. But, yo, great point. Great point on Demko getting hurt a lot in his career so far. And that could raise not just like red flags, but that's just worst case scenario for real, because it's hard to get guys like that. And especially at that dollar amount. We need Demko to win the Vezina next season, okay? We need Demko to win the Vezina next season. Can it happen? I still believe. And maybe getting Silovs in there as his backup can push him, man. I'm not saying he's going to take his job, obviously, but just that swagger, you know? Just that sauce in the room. Something. We need Demko back ASAP, because last season was... it was scary, and I'm not really looking at what happened at the end of the season. A, because I didn't watch a lot of those games, and B, those games didn't matter. You know what games mattered? Were the ones in the beginning where everything was going in. Everything was going in.
Mm-hmm.
It was disturbing. Again,
I think my main point, you know, again, Demko wasn't at his best, but playing behind arguably the most chaotic environment in the NHL, which is saying something in a league where you got the Montreal Canadiens and they had like 72 games of NHL experience on their blue line heading into the season. You got the Chicago Blackhawks with Seth Jones and a bunch of nobodies. You got the Arizona Coyotes who are put together by, you know, duct tape and paper clips. So yeah, it's a pretty sad indictment of the Canucks defense. And I do give Demko a bit of a mulligan because he's just been so good up until for the first part of last season.
And it always goes back to Filip Hronek, right? Is I said it before this, right? Demko is, you know, probably the most important piece of the puzzle because, you know, he's the glue guy, the goaltender. And his peak is so great and so important when it comes to stealing games, picking up points, getting dubs. You're bringing up the defense a lot. Filip Hronek, man. This dude got to pick up, like, at least, like, 5 Norris votes, you know what I'm saying? He's got to be at the bottom of the list, but he's got to be one of those guys at least.
Yeah, if the Canucks want to make some noise next season, I tend to agree with you. And, and we've talked about it before. He's got to play with a safe, responsible partner. Is that guy Guillaume Brisebois? Probably not.
Get out of here, man.
A little more Guillaume Brisebois talk. That's really a bad plug on the next episode of Lockdown Canucks. My first solo episode, by the way, coming out tomorrow.
Boom, boom.
Fun times. Yo, Kyle, let's cut to comment corners. Actually, quickly, letter grade for Demko. I was going to give him a fail. Just because he sucked at the beginning of the season and then won all those games in garbage time, which pissed me off. But I didn't think that was fair because of playing behind the bad defense. And, you know, it's not his fault that he, you know, came back and started winning games, you know. So I'm going to give him a C.
C-minus, man. C-minus. Let's cut to break. Locked on Canucks, Kyle Bowen. Do you got any ad reads here or what, bud?
We do. Shout out to FanDuel. I know you got the button to click there somewhere, Kyle. I know because I've recorded my own show. Okay, I know what you're doing back there now.
Okay.
But what you got to do on FanDuel, make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Now, Kyle, quickly, maybe I'll ask you. The Miami Heat went up 3-0 on the Boston Celtics. The Celtics have now made the series 3-2. Would you be putting a little money on the Heat or a little money on the Celtics to come back and win the whole thing?
The Heat are going to win. They're going to win. I'm going to wrap it up. Yeah. Jimmy Butler's got this.
Man, Florida is now the city of champions with the Florida Panthers, the Miami Heat, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Florida, man, get out of here. I can't bet on Boston. I hate both of them, man. Go Denver, go. Well, if you are betting on FanDuel, again, there's great promotions every day. They use a safe and secure app, and you get paid instantly. There's no waiting around for a check in the mail. You get paid instantly with FanDuel. There's no better place to bet on playoff action than on America's number one sportsbook. Visit FanDuel.com/lockedon and get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
You're back on Locked On Canucks, your team every day. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Bags. Yo, Bagsy, during the break, you guys didn't hear this. He uttered the words, "I'm getting older. I can see the wrinkles." And when you get closer and closer to the truth, and then you live with the truth, only then are you set free, Trevor. So say it with me. I got wrinkles. Yeah. Bro, it's going to happen, man. You know what's next, right? You know what's next? Erectile dysfunction. I'm already experiencing some of it. No, it's okay, man. It's like you got to accept the truth, man. It is what it is. Let's get to Comment Corner, the best part of the show on Locked On Canucks, because we're nothing without the people. Comment number one. Oh, wrong comment. Comment number one. Thanks for the response from Perry Duran. Okay, so this guy was the guy who said, "How can I take you guys seriously when Kyle's always saying Trevor knows more about hockey than him? I guess I explained myself really well because this guy subbed. I hit the sub button."
Yeah, well, I think you were true to yourself, Kyle. And even on this episode today, you're telling me how you didn't watch any games at the end of the season and you're not going to watch the World Hockey Championships. You know, but that's okay. That's okay. You're the exasperated Canuck fan on the show. I think you speak for Canucks Nation pretty well. And I'm just the small J journalist.
Yeah, there you go. Bro, perfect. You need to do your job. You need to do your job for me. For real.
Exactly. I did drag you into Locked On Canucks. Like, Kyle was kicking and screaming, no, don't make me do it. Don't make me do it. And then he did it. So I appreciate
it. Loyalty, man. Yo, this world is lacking loyalty, man. You want to, again, get closer to yourself, be loyal to the people who have been loyal to you. We're all here to get along. And if we're fortunate enough to have people who stand by you / help you out, you got to do the same for them. And Begsy, man, I would do a lot for you, okay? For real. And I would do a lot for Perry as well, man. Just a real dude, too. One love to all the listeners and watchers of the show. Even if you're not watching this, we're sending you love as well, Begsy and I, from Surrey, British Columbia. And that's how we do things over there. Next comment comes from Vipers Whip. He doesn't like the Vegas owners because of how they treated players in the past. You know, they made miraculous runs. Did a lot for the city during tough times in Vegas. And right away, you're seeing players get traded. And then you're seeing coaches get fired. Ownership ruthless. And ownership also knowing the recipe for success. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's all about winning. Everything Vegas does will be justified at the end of the day if they win the Stanley Cup. And even if they don't, you know, maybe it comes down to a bad bounce or two. I think they are justified in what they did. But just by going on this run, to be honest with you. So,
yeah, man. And bro, like, think, you know, they've been here for 6 years. They started with an expansion team. They've won so many playoff rounds, but they've also made a lot of player moves. And within those player moves, they got Pietrangelo via free agency, Eichel via trade. Eichel, that's a huge one. And Mark Stone.
Yeah. Well, think about this, right? We keep talking about how the Canucks core hasn't proved anything and that you need to shake up this core, because what have they done? Vegas, all they do is keep winning, and they're still shaking up the core of the team, you know? Like, just think about that for a second as a Canucks fan. You know, this debate about, like, oh, yeah, Besser, yeah, Pettersson, Hughes, whatever. But, like, Besser, Miller, Horvat, and again, give the Canucks a bit of credit. They dodged the Bo Horvat bullet. Every Dayers know we talked about that already. But, yeah, it's just it's inspiration almost that, you know, despite Vegas winning, they have not stayed stagnant. They have continued to No, they got some flack for chasing the shiny new toy, but hard to argue with everything right now because it's paying off for them.
It is. It's always paying off for Vegas. For real. For real. The city of sins and wins. Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, that was magical.
Holy. Dude.
Shout out to the Vegas Golden Knights podcast for Locked On. They should be using that tagline. That's amazing.
Yo, Vegas is a dangerous place, man. Honestly speaking, I've been there multiple times. I don't think I'm ever going back on my own will. The only time I'll ever go back is if homies need to go there for bachelor parties or, I don't know, wedding. I don't know. You know, one of those things. Like, I got to be dragged there like I was dragged onto Locked On Canucks. You know, my heart has to pull me there. My mind will never do that.
Here's my quick take on Vegas. I honestly would love to go back. And when I was talking to my buddies, I'm like, oh, we're all turning 30 this year. Like, let's do a Vegas trip. And they're like, oh, no, let's go to, like, Thailand. And I'm in my head. Well, I told them, I'm like, no, I got kids. I got a wife, man. I'm like, I'm talking about, like, a 3-4 day trip, like, not like a 2-week, 3-week trip, you know, like. So anyways, man, that's what happens when most of your homies don't have kids and you got kids. But I've been to Vegas once. I loved it. It was a short trip and I'd be down to go back. I'd risk the danger.
And we'll end on that note, man. Always sending Begsy love. He's got a lot of things on his plate. He's really living life out here. You know, we're all characters. And then you got real people like making children and whatnot, right? And Begsy's doing that, you know, spreading the wealth, living the good life. That's another reason, though, why I signed up for Locked On Canucks, too. Because I know the friendship's over, bro. Now, people don't know. Since Trevor's had a kid, and COVID probably has a lot to do with this, too, but we've seen each other maybe 5 times in person, 6 times, 7 times, maybe 6. And now second one's coming, bro. We're only going to see each other virtually. You're probably going to see me at my wedding 7 years from now, 8 years from now. It's probably the next time I'll see you, and I can't wait.
Yeah, it's funny because, we've seen each other 5 times, but I think we also gone 5 days without talking to each other in those 3 years, too. So, love you, buddy. The friendship will never die. No matter what you say, you're stuck with me for life. Yes, and you're listening right now. You're stuck with us for life. Begsy and Bowen on Locked On Canucks. Thanks again for listening. Shout out to the Everydayers. And if this is your first time listening, welcome. We love you. Stay a little while because shows are coming out 5 days a week. I got my first solo episode coming out tomorrow. Just trying to learn the production side. Take some stuff off Kyle's plate. My episode tomorrow that's coming out. Can the Canucks find the next Sam Bennett? So I go through 5 players who fit that mold of 22 to 24-year-old. perhaps haven't hit on their potential in their current organizations. Can the Canucks trade for a player like that and put them in their lineup? We're going to talk about that in the next episode of Locked On Canucks. Coming up next week, Kyle's going to show off some more dad swoops like he's doing right now. We're also going to touch on Elias Pettersson, Quinn Hughes in a player reviews, and look at third line center targets in a trade for the Vancouver Canucks. That's all coming up. But for now, I'm Trevor Beggs. That guy's Kyle Bowen. And we thank you for listening to this episode of Locked On Canucks.